SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Tout de suite, c'est votre journal des sports consacré au Giro 2023 dans votre programme en français de SBS. Et on va parler de la 15e étape qui a été marquée par la victoire de Brandon McNulty, l'Américain. Du côté des Français, Bruno Armirail conserve son maillot rose de leader au Tour d'Italie 2023. L'Américain s'est démarqué lors de l'échappée, s'imposant devant l'Irlandais Ben Healy à Bergame dimanche sur le Tour d'Italie. L'échappée, la clé pour la victoire. Les sprinteurs ont été récompensés pour la 8e fois depuis le début du Giro 2023. Brandon McNulty de l'équipe UAE a pris la tête et a levé les bras à Bergame. Dimanche 21 mai, en tête de la course avec Ben Healy de EF Easy Post dans la dernière ascension, l'Américain équipier d'Amelda a signé son plus beau succès de sa carrière, le premier sur un grand tour. On écoute Brandon McNulty.
Brandon, congratulations, mate. You're now a Grand Tour stage winner. How's that feel?
So special. I mean, yeah, that was my goal for the year already, so it's super, super nice.
So you use your time trialing ability to get back to Ben. Were you always confident you would catch him after the climb?
Not super confident. You know, I was confident myself, but I had no idea if I could beat him or not, so I was really just playing to my strengths and doing what I could, so in the end it was perfect, I think.
So when he launched that big attack up into the old town, you seemed very comfortable.
I seemed it, but I wasn't feeling comfortable. It was almost as hard as I could go, but I knew I just had to stick to the wheel and I could hopefully sprint, so in the end I just had to stay there.
And when Frigo came back in that last kilometer, in the last 500 meters, that it worked out well for you, as it turned out.
Yeah, in the end it was perfect, yeah, because Ben just swung over and got in the slipstream, and I was able to come out around, so it was perfect.
Congratulations,
Mike. Thank you.
Et la réaction de Ben Healy.
It's good.
Amazing ride once again.
Yeah, not too bad.
But you couldn't drop McNulty on the climb.
Yeah, I mean, I had him for a bit, but yeah, I think I made a bit of a mistake waiting for Rubio. I thought he was going to bring me back, but yeah, I had to do a pretty big effort just to get back up to McNulty and Frigo. And yeah, I had the legs to drop him on the steep a bit, but as soon as it shallowed out again, I was struggling, and he slowly but surely crawled me back, you know. So yeah, and then I couldn't drop him on this last little bit either. So yeah, he was pretty strong today. Strong
disappointed number. Or also a little bit proud?
Yeah, a bit of both, you know. It's was a nice race, and hopefully a good show for the people. So yeah, I mean, we raced until the line as well, so it was good fun.
Disappointing, Ben. I mean, we were all thinking that you were the fastest sprinter, but it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. Another. At least it wasn't raining today, mate.
Huh?
At least it wasn't raining today.
Yeah, that's true.
What was going on in your head when you couldn't drop McNulty in the climb?
I was just thinking, I knew it was a fast finish, and I wanted to lead it out, but maybe that backfired with Frigo coming back. But I don't know. Well, I gave it a go.
Derrière, les leaders placés au classement général ont été fidèles à eux-mêmes et n'ont pas lancé les hostilités en montée. Et malgré un terrain propice aux attaques, avec 4 ascensions répertoriées, le Valico d'Il Valcava, le Selvino, le Miragolo San Salvatore et le Rocola Alta. Et ça a été une journée difficile pour l'Australien Seb Berwick. On l'écoute tout de suite.
Very strong. Yeah, I was super happy to get in the break today. That was the plan. And unfortunately, I blew tits somehow. I don't know how. My gut started playing up, and I just, yeah, really lost it big time coming into that last climb. So I'm a bit, yeah, pretty disappointed about that because I thought it was a good day for me. And, yeah, I put myself in there, position to win. But I'm super happy for the team getting third. So, yeah, always something to celebrate.
All right, mate. Good luck. Have a good rest day tomorrow, mate.
Cheers. I'll need it.
Le Français Bruno Amirail, Groupama FDJ, est resté accroché au principal groupe et a pu conserver le maillot rose qu'il portait pour la première fois de sa carrière, même s'il a pris une cassure dans les derniers kilomètres qui lui a fait perdre 33 secondes. Bruno Amirail entamera la troisième et dernière semaine avec le maillot du leader mardi avec 1 minute 8 d'avance sur Geraint Thomas d'Ineos Grenadier. Et l'information est tombée il y a quelques heures, le Britannique Mark Cavendish, âgé de 38 ans, a annoncé sa retraite à la fin de la saison cycliste 2023. Ancien pistard, devenu ensuite sprinter, il a l'un des plus beaux palmarès, 161 victoires, dont 34 victoires d'étape au Tour de France. On l'écoute.
Ça fait une perfecte opportunité de dire avec absolue joie dans mon cœur que ce sera ma finale Giro d'Italia. 2023 sera ma finale saison de professional cycliste. Right now, there's no need to talk about my short and long-term plans. I'll always be a cyclist, that's for sure. But for this final period, I'd like to just enjoy doing what's made me happy for the last 25 years, and that's simply to race.
C'était votre journal des sports, disponible sur votre site internet et également sur toutes les plateformes. Passez une excellente journée avec votre programme en français de SBS.